Hey, you, my entrepreneurial friend, of 10 years of running my coaching business, I am going to finally teach business. And of course, I'm going to teach business with human design. Because the thing that I've discovered over the last decade is that the way everyone else taught me to run a business didn't freaking work for me. So over this last decade, to create a multiple seven-figure business, I've broken all the rules. I have done everything my way. I have looked experts in the face and downright said no, all to create something I love with greater ease and flow that literally is changing the world. And the best part is it doesn't feel like work at all. It feels like I get to hang out with my best friends and I am having a huge impact on the planet at the same time. So if you own a business that you want to finally maybe start, grow, or even scale, then come and join me on the 9th of May to discover how your human design can create the most beautiful, authentic success for you. For all the details, follow the link in the show notes. I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwell people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Are you ready to win at the game of life? Well, throw out that rule book and get down to the business of being the best and most authentic version of you. Welcome to the Human Design Podcast. We're changing the rules around success, abundance, purpose, love, and life, where we're creating a planet where everyone can thrive in a world that loves and supports each other. I'm your host, Emma Dunwoody, a qualified master coach, human design expert, podcaster, and entrepreneur that is living the life of my dreams, breaking all the rules while doing it, making a huge impact, and living my design and manifesting miracles on the daily. Join me as I break down and simplify everything you need to live in alignment with your human design, teach you how to recondition your unconscious mind for greatness, and to take back your power so you can manifest your heaven on earth and serve the rest of the planet at the same time. It's time to give up the fear and step into your highest potential, to reach for the stars, to know and live your greatness. It's what you deserve, and it's what the planet really needs from you. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Hey, hey, and welcome to this episode. I'm so excited to have you here. I am so grateful every day for you. For you taking the time out of your day, out of your week to listen to this, for you to know that there is something that you can do, someone else you can be, there is more within you that matters, that needs to be seen. And because of that, you're here with me on that journey. And I'm really grateful to be a part of that with you. I'm really grateful to be your buddy on the journey as we, you know, make a shit ton of mistakes and integrate our human design and actually go out there and make some epic impact and change in the world. So today, I specifically want to talk to you about how your human design itself is keeping you stuck. Yep, it's true. It is keeping you stuck. Let me ask you this question. How many episodes of this podcast have you listened to and being like, oh my God, yes, that's it. That's the breakthrough. Yes, that's the thing I needed. How many times has that happened? And you've written it down on a piece of paper and gone, oh my God, I'll get to that. Yep, I'll try that. Uh-huh. Or you've tried it once and then been like, that didn't work. Or you've tried it once and been like, oh my God, it did work, but you didn't try it again. Well, I am speaking to you because your desire to get more information, to get more knowledge, to know more, to dive deeper, all of those things within human design. And let's be honest, life, because the way we do one thing is the way we do anything and everything. It's one of the NLP principles and it's absolutely true. Sit with that for a moment. But the point is that this is keeping you stuck. You know, one of the things for me, and I really want you to listen to the words that I'm saying. One of the things for me that I am so grateful for in my journey is, you know what? I am not the most knowledgeable human design expert out there. Nope. I bet you're sitting there going, what the fuck? Like, what is she, what are you doing? I'm not. I don't know everything. I don't know every detail. I don't know the ins and outs of base. Like, does anyone? But the point that I want to make is that I am not the best at human design. However, what I'm really, really freaking good at is taking imperfect action. What I'm really, really good at is being coachable. So learning, okay, I'm a manifesting generator. What specifically does that mean about me? Okay, that means that I'm an energizer bunny. Okay, well, that means that I have endless energy. Oh, shit, no, that's not true for me. Okay, well, what is true for me? So I'm going to start experimenting. Now, one of the things that makes me different to so many of the human design teachers is that I am one of the most successful human design coaches, teachers, experts out there, and yet I do not have the extensive knowledge that a lot of them have. So what makes me different? I actually live this shit every day, day in, day out. When I learn something, I take imperfect action and I do it. When I run this experiment, I don't do it once. I keep going and going and going. I gather my data. I gather my information. I discover what works for me. What is true for me? Now, I know as a manifesting generator that all of those experts out there telling me that I have endless energy. Well, I'm telling you, I don't. I absolutely don't. In fact, my energy works in sprints. I'm a person that loves to have three super busy days in a week and then take time off. In fact, I've just come off the back of our first retreat this year in Byron Bay, which was epic. And I want to share some of it with you because talk about putting stuff into action, the breakthroughs, the epiphanies, the empowerment, the shifts in retreat. Like actually while we were there together were epic because of this same rule. And the truth is that I might know all the deep, dark details of human design. In fact, I don't really follow the transits. I have a transits podcast so that I can stay across it with a vet because I don't want to waste my time reviewing what could possibly happen. I want to be in life. Now, the thing that I want to say to you is you need to be doing your design, not just learning your design. You need to be it and do it. You need to take imperfect action because I am one of the most successful human design experts. This is a really important distinction. I might know everything. However, I am one of the most successful. And that success is defined by my definition of success. Nobody else's, mine. You know, I've heard stories of other experts, you know, running live events and them being stressed the whole time and actually ending up apologizing to the audience, like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm stressed. I just lost my shit backstage. And I'm just coming off the back of our Byron Bay retreat, which was extraordinary. And do you know what people said to Taylor and I over and over and over again? They're like, wow, business gets to be this easy. Wow, running a retreat is this easy. Wow, this is what work looks like for you guys. Because we've actually taken the time over the years to run the experiment. And then instead of that old model that you are right now trying to get out of, and that is, I'm going to make myself fit into whatever the next authority tells me to do to get whatever it is that I want to get. Instead of running that model, we dived into our human design. We ran the experiment over and over and over again. We got the results and then we changed the business. I changed my life. I changed the way I sleep, the way I eat, the way I exercise. I experimented with what I learned, and that's created this abundant success. Now, as I said, we've just come off the back of the retreat. Do you know, on retreat, I got to sit by the pool for 2 hours a day. I got a tan. And the crew would be like, oh, my God, Emma, you're browner. You're even browner than I saw you earlier today. I'm like, yep. Because I know that my energy is big and impactful and transformative. Like if you've ever been live in a room with me, your life's going to change. You know that, right? And yeah, it's epic. But I also want and love downtime. I need the downtime. So now on retreat, we have this incredible body worker, energy worker, Sandra, who was actually one of our retreat members last year in Byron, who comes and does all this amazing work on everyone who's on retreat, and it gives us time to have some downtime. And what did I do in that downtime? Did I fill it with planning? Did I fill it with prepping for the next class? Nope. I filled it with lying by the pool and laughing my ass off with my friends. This is because I'm running the freaking experiment. One of the things that is so powerful about human design is it gives you the keys to the kingdom, your kingdom, but you have to be willing to go there. You have to be willing to say, actually, I want to run a retreat where not only can I have these incredible, impactful, you know, classes or sessions that I teach, I also want to enjoy it. You know, one of the big things for me is every time I go on retreat, my life changes significantly. Do you want that? Yeah, I bet you do. Every time, you know, this time I had a huge healing experience, and I'm not even sure that anyone in the room knew what was going on, but because I had the ability to create a retreat that suits me and my energy, I had the time and space to not only be the best facilitator I can possibly be, I can also receive what I need to receive. And the thing I noticed this time is that I was so present for all these epic breakthroughs that were happening in front of me, these transformations, these people walking through the door as one person and leaving that session as a completely different person. You know, I was so aware of my human design this week because there was so much space. I could sit back. It was almost like I was watching the energy move through me, you know, the channeling move through me, the whatever it was. I got to sit back and see how my core talent, the 43 of insight, the acidic state of epiphany, like the epiphany, there was epiphanies dropping like a freaking tropical rainstorm in Byron. They were everywhere. There were massive breakthroughs. And not only that, there was this beautiful, like, change happening. You know, one of the girls asked specifically about relationships, and we kind of dived into the chart on that, you know, from that directive. And, you know, I asked her a bunch of questions, and I don't want to give too much away, but she'd realized that there was something wasn't quite right with the relationship that she'd had with her father. So serendipitously, I think that's a word, just before dinner, she messaged her dad just to say, "How you doing, Dad?" And he was awake, even though he lives on the other side of the world. And they had this big DM transformative conversation. And she's like, "Oh my God, I thought this all my life, but actually it wasn't true. It's this." And she's changing. Her cells are changing right there in front of us. And this is what lights me up. This is my core talent. How would I have ever worked out that insights, breakthrough, being the rebel, being the one that goes, "Yeah, fuck that. Let's break the rules." Who knew that that would be my core talent? I mean, if I had stuck with, you know, before human design, would I have ever got to the core of my life's work is all about the communities I bring together? Do you know the one thing I hear every single time I build any sort of community? "Oh my God, how did you do this? How did you bring all of these incredible, supportive, epic humans together?" You know, like, because inevitably people become lifelong friends in our communities, in our containers. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. I'm just doing the work on me, cleaning, clearing, healing, doing the work on me and trusting that my life's work is to build community. And then with that community, share my insights. And this is just such an epic way that we can see how our design plays out. And how do I know those things? It's not because I studied the 37th gene key. It's because, or the 43rd, I listened to them and I contemplated them and all the things, but I put them into action. I took time after the retreats we've done in the past and being like, where is it showing up? Like all the things. All the exercises that I take everyone through on retreat or in all of my classrooms in HDX or the mastermind. Because at the end of that day, if you want to live an extraordinary life, then you need to be willing to be an extraordinary human. And human design is going to give you the roadmap, the treasure map to that. But you're the one that actually has to get out of the map, into the body, and become that extraordinary human. You got to take the action. You got to run the experiment. And then, I mean, trust me, anything is possible. The things that are dropping in for me now, anything is possible. So I want to leave you with, are you still spending too much time in your learning journey, your mental journey with human design? Or are you actually stepping in to the experiment, running the experiment, getting the data, doing more of what works and less of what doesn't? Because that is where you will transform your life. And if you are willing, if you are able, a little bit scared and excited, to come along and join me in Mexico and join our crew, they'll all be there. Join our crew for the most epic empowerment, breakthrough, transformation experience in our Mexico retreat, then please, 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 please get on the link. Come and join us because it is going to be amazing. How do I know? Because we've now done 4 amazing retreats in a row and they just keep getting better and better and better and more easeful and more easeful and more easeful. All right. I've given you a little bit of homework. I've given you something to think about. I actually posted something similar to this on Instagram this morning. Got a message from one of my original mastermind crew who I love dearly. And she was like, oh my God, this triggered me so badly. So if this is triggering you, then it's good because that trigger is an invitation for you to get out of your head and into your body and actually connect to the extraordinary that lives within you and actually go out and live it. Okay, I trust you got what you needed from today. I am so grateful to have had you here with me on this little adventure today, and I so look forward to having you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.